أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وودي عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين وقاسمهما إني لكما لمن الناصحين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 19, 20, 21 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion thus far, Allah Ta'ala had commanded the malaika, and in that command, shaitan was included, to make sajda towards Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. The malaika fulfilled the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan had not, and when he was accursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he asked Allah ta'ala for respite, which Allah ta'ala had granted, and then he vowed that he will most certainly attack insan, that is the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from all sides. Here Allah ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the address to Adam alayhi salam. وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. O Adam, you and your wife, stay in Jannah, dwell in Jannah. فَكُلَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Then eat from wherever you desire in Jannah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala used the word ragadan, carefree, without any concern. You don't have the worry of earning. You don't have the worry of preparing. You don't have the concern about after eating, the digestion. All of that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had relieved Sayyidina Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. However, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. And don't approach, don't go close to this tree. Don't approach the tree. One is that not eating from the fruit of the tree, that was one issue. But here, don't even approach the tree, do not go to the tree. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Lest you will be from amongst the oppressors, in other words, the transgressors. Exactly what tree this was, there is no ayat of the Quran that indicates it, there is no hadith from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly that had been authenticated that tells us what tree it is, and hence its knowledge is not going to increase our iman, and not having the knowledge of it is not going to decrease our iman. Whatever has been said about this tree has all been taken from the biblical narrations, the Israeli riwayat, and hence it is something that is not going to affect our iman, and we wouldn't worry about it. There is a rule as far as tafsir is concerned. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not made explicit, whatever Allah had kept ambiguous, that we will also keep ambiguous, and we will not dwell in such matters, nor would we delve in such matters. Thereafter Allah ta'ala said, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Then shaitan had whispered into the both. Waswasa is that thought that shaitan places into the heart of a person with a very low voice, a very low noise, a murmur which cannot be heard, but it will be felt into the heart. Now in the narration it came that it was to Hawa, the wife of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that this waswasa was cast. Why was this waswasa cast? لِيُبَدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُودِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. So that they may reveal what was hidden in so, or covered in so far as the private part of the body is concerned. So here it becomes clear that one was the eating from the tree, that was to directly go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, there was another objective, and that objective was that when one breaks the command of Allah, this is Jannah, then there is going to be the exposure of the most private part of the human's body. وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا أَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. then Shaitan also eluded them. Shaitan had also lured them into saying, by saying to them that your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not prohibited you from this tree illa an takuna malakain, except that you will become two angels. In other words, if you eat from this tree, then you will now transform from human, from insan, into becoming an angel. أو تكونا من الخالدين. Or alternatively, at this moment you are mortal, you are going to leave this world, there is a time when you have to die. However, if you eat from this tree, then you will never die, you will remain forever. Now this waswasa, Allah Ta'ala had Adam alayhi salatu wassalam in Jannah, Shaitan had been expelled. Exactly how it happened, when it happened, that also there is no clarity, but Allah Ta'ala says that He cast the whisper into the heart of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, more to her, and then she had spoken to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah is of the opinion that he had come to the brings, to the door of Jannah. He was unable to enter it, and from there he cast this waswasa into the heart of Sayyida Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. Now when he made this allegation, or when he made this suggestion, then to that extent that you will become an angel, or you will live forever, that was one aspect. But now وَقَاسَمَهُمَا, he takes a qasam, an oath to the both of them. In other words, now fortifying that whisper that is already in the heart, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ, that certainly I am a bosom sincere friend to you. In other words, my sincerity with you, to you, is of such a nature that it is never going to be doubted. You cannot doubt me. And in this way, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the first spell of waswasa that Shaitan had cast into Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, or the wife of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence, this is that very important lesson that we learn, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوبٌ مُبِينٌ, that He is, O insan, your manifest enemy, and one needs to always be on guard from the waswasa of shaitan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.